Hello and welcome to the seventh episode of Final Stage Podcast. Today we have myself, Paul, Trent, as always, Chido, and Jackson's back. Were you on the last one?
I was, but this is the first time I've been on a consecutive episode, you know, two in a row for a while.
So before we get started on all of our news and everything, I just want to say that we're on iTunes, finally. I got us approved for iTunes.
Someone's awfully proud of themselves, not Katie. Above bragging.
Katie did most of it. It just got approved. So we're on iTunes. So if you go to iTunes and search Final Stage Podcast, you can finally download our podcasts.
Or all of your dreams are being fulfilled in one little podcast.
Or if you'd like to watch our pretty pictures on YouTube, you can listen here. Or wherever else you listen to it.
Quit the podcast now.
That's not necessary. And also, we started a new thing called ReviewCast, where we just review games if we don't want to wait to the podcast to review them. If we want to do extensive reviews on them and not take 20 minutes of the podcast, we're going to start doing these things called ReviewCast. And if you want to watch the first ReviewCast, we did LEGO City Undercovered, and you can check the screen out now and click it, and it'll take you to it. So we can start with viewer questions, and the only question we got was, why would Battlefield 4 and GTA 5 be released for PS3 and 360 when the new consoles are coming out around the same time?
I think they're being generous, and they don't want to make you buy a goddamn new console.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe they just don't want to, or maybe they want to make...
Was this comment complaining, or was it just a question? It sounds like it's awfully complaining. Like,
no, I don't think... I think it was just a question.
Yeah. I mean, they probably just... The producers probably just think people are not going to buy a new system simply to get a new game.
I honestly would consider buying a new game for a new console, for, like, if GTA was a release title.
For, like, PS4?
Yeah. So if I had to choose, I would never buy PS4. I'd go Xbox, whatever's coming next.
Really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't go with Xbox?
No, I would. Okay, sorry.
You would go with Xbox.
Open your fucking ears.
My ears are open, trust me. Yeah, I don't know. I think... They might be doing it to make, like, the most money as possible.
Probably. Yeah, that's what it is. Because not many people are going to buy a new console.
Exactly, yeah.
I bet they're still going to, whenever the consoles get popular, they're going to do, oh, look what we did. We put it out for the next-gen consoles with super doo-dooper graphics.
I thought you said super doo-doo.
Yeah. Super doo-doo graphics.
That would suck.
Yeah, no, it's a doo-doo.
But yet, yeah. I don't know, I think that might be the only reason, is just to make the most amount of money.
They're probably going to do what...
Monetary gain.
They're probably going to do what Black Flag's doing. They're releasing it for all the consoles that are out now, and then they're also saying for next-gen consoles, so you have both options.
Yeah.
Because how many people buy a new console when it comes out?
Exactly.
Not many.
A lot.
Still selling Xboxes
now.
I'd say
they get a good surge at the beginning, and then it dies out for a few months.
Really?
Till like Christmas.
I'd say like whenever the price drops.
What about whenever the new Xbox just put out a new, like, design for the console?
Oh,
the new Xbox 360?
So I need
E3. Whenever they were just like, oh, and we have a new console design, and it's black. And
that's not an entirely new console. It was just...
I know, and people rushed for that. So I'm saying...
Didn't you get it the day of?
I did, but that's because I had that piece of shit Xbox. I had, like, the first Xbox that came out. Well, not this guy. Yeah, the Elite.
Ooh.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You had your fucking Elite Halo, the Halo one.
No, mine was the special edition Halo one. The Elite had 60 gigs. I got 12.
Whatever. You had the Halo one, which was bullshit. Whatever.
I guess.
It's hot shit over here. You had an HDMI port, which was more than my Xbox had.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
That was the Xbox that, whenever it didn't work, I would just kind of hit it with my controller.
Yeah, I remember.
I watched a video on that on YouTube where it worked, so in my mind I was just like, every time I just gotta bang on my Xbox.
Yep. Does anyone have anything to add to the question? Other than really just
money
for money. Make money.
Yeah, I think that's just the general
monetary
money.
General answer. And that was from
Dollar Bills, y'all.
Charles Damon. It's Chalz Damon. I don't know how to pronounce it, but thanks from Reddit.
Did Matt Damon leave a comment?
No, it's Charles. It sounds like I'm saying Charles with an accent, but I'm not.
Charles. It sounds like you're Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry?
Yeah. Madea.
Okay, yeah, no, I didn't know he said things weird. I'm just saying, I don't know.
We should probably cut all this out.
Nah, whatever. Does anyone have anything to add?
No.
Anything to add? God.
No, not really.
So we can move on to Metal Gear Solid 5, yeah, no, the Phantom Pain.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Did you just watched the trailer?
Yeah, that was it was pretty crazy.
And me were browsing.
I saw flaming Pegasuses and big whale and.
That was from the Phantom Pain.
Yes, Phantom Pain.
That wasn't new, but that was still crazy. I'm not saying that is not fucking outrageous.
I might have been tripping watching it, but he was definitely tripping in it.
I think it looks pretty cool. I was interested in the Phantom Pain before.
It was cool.
Before I knew it was Metal Gear. No, before I knew it was Metal Gear because it just looked interesting to me, like a psychological thing. But,
like, I saw the trailer, and then I looked deeply into it just because I sort of like Metal Gear. The storyline is ridiculous.
I'm sure if we followed it from the beginning, then we would get it, but we didn't, and we don't.
We followed the storyline from Kingdom Hearts from the whole time, and I barely know what the fuck is going on.
Well, that's because they were like, okay, here's Kingdom Hearts 1, here's Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories, here's Kingdom Hearts 2, here's all these games that don't make any sense.
Bullshit, Final Mix Plus, fucking time travel.
Here's one for the PSP, the DS, another one for the DS, one for the phone, here's one for, I don't even
3DS, fucking, you got a phone?
And Facebook.
What?
Is there a Facebook?
I wouldn't doubt it,
but I don't think there was.
Kingdom Heartsville.
Kingdom Heartsville.
That joke had a lot of chance to just be like a kind of joke and an actual.
But anyway, Metal Gear Solid. I never really followed the Metal Gear Solid series, but this looked pretty interesting. I have no idea who it's about, if it's about Solid Snake or Big Boss.
I think it's about Big Boss. It is sometime after Metal Gear Solid 3.
Prequel?
Well, it's going to have to be if it's sometime after Metal Gear Solid 3.
Shut up. I guess I just didn't. I meant before even Metal Gear Solid 1.
Metal Gear, it's so fucking weird because there were games like on the, I think, Sega Genesis or the SNES that were before Metal Gear Solid 3, technically. In the storyline. It was like...
Is Metal Gear Solid 3 a prequel?
There's Metal Gear, I think. Like, Metal Gear Solid is a prequel. Metal Gear Solid 3 is a prequel, but there are a lot of games that are just fucking, like, wonky. Yeah, there's a lot of research that has to be done if you want to completely understand it. It's fucking insane.
Yeah, I don't know. But I just don't even know.
This game is, I'm pretty sure, sometime in between Metal Gear Solid 3 and 4.
Isn't that covering, like, a lot? Because it's covering, if Metal Gear Solid 3 is a prequel, then it would have to happen somewhere in the storyline.
Okay. Yes, it would have to happen somewhere in the storyline.
I'm going
to
go ahead and just...
It couldn't just not be in the storyline.
This is
a game about, you know, Metal Gear Solid fighting Covenant. It has nothing to do with the story.
I just say I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, it's goofy. I probably said several wrong things along that line. I think I'm mostly right. But all I know is that it's going to be Big Boss. Not Big Boss. Fuck. No, well, Big Boss.
I think you were right.
Big Boss. That's what they call him in the later games. His original code name was Naked Snake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, and that's... That's who it's going to be about.
Do you want to stop talking about this?
Yes, I do. It's frazzling me.
I mean, if you're done, you can stop.
Yeah, no, I don't really have anything else to say because I have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know anything about.
Yeah, no.
I wish I would have played Metal Gear because it seems like a cool series.
You had it.
I had what?
You borrowed 4, didn't you? Or did you buy 4?
Popped it in. Decided I did not know what was going on. And give it back to Jeff.
Next topic. Let's get the fuck.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: Out of the Shadows. Is that the name?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. I think it looks pretty cool.
It looks like it'd be a really fun co-op game.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, it definitely does because it would be.
They look so realistic. They look like the TMNT cartoon that came out in like 2009. And that was, like, it was sort of realistic, but cartoony. I don't know, like, they had wrinkles and veins.
And what is this?
The TMNT, like, cartoon movie where Nolan North did some voices.
Oh, back in God knows what
2009.
Year. Oh, he said it?
Yeah,
I didn't
frequently.
Realize he said it. Yeah, I don't know. I think did you guys watch the gameplay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you?
No.
Okay. Well, I thought I showed it to you.
I mean, it's
you
were just
here.
Like
I know.
Just the four brothers just like fighting and using teamwork.
But did you watch
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
So I have no attachment to it whatsoever.
But yeah, no, it looks cool. The gameplay looks fun because it's like co-op. And I remember one of the things that I saw was Donatello.
Donatello who was throwing around Michelangelo.
Yeah. Yeah, he was like throwing him around, he was kicking people, and it was really cool because like just interactive co-op seems cool to me.
I'll probably end up playing with you guys.
I don't know if anyone else is getting it, but I'm
gonna
get it.
I'm gonna assume that you guys are gonna get it out of spite of me.
Just so I don't know.
I don't think I spite you that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, I don't
pay
know.
$60.
But one of the cool things that I saw was there was like a guy in the middle, and they slowly backed up into him. To the point where he was enclosed in all their shells, and then he just like slammed him in between all their shells.
That would like KO squish him. There would be blood everywhere.
It was pretty funny, I think.
He would be like a toothpaste bottle,
kind of. But yeah, the gameplay looks pretty fun to me, and it's a download title, so
maybe I'll play. I don't know.
I think I will. If I have a free couple days, I probably will. Nothing to add, Trent. Who didn't watch the series or the gameplay?
Was that a sigh from over there? If I have a free couple of days.
Son of a bitch, Paul.
Never fucking free.
Yeah, we can move on.
Thank
to
God.
Beyond Two Souls combat gameplay.
Right, didn't watch that. No. And I really wanted to.
I heard you watching it two seconds ago.
That was cool.
Yeah.
What was the combat?
It was like...
Was she just moving from body to body?
No, it was her actually fist fighting.
A huge... Like
huge
boxer.
Guy, yeah.
She's like puny. Guy. It's Ellen Page.
Yeah.
She was using techniques.
Yeah, she was like, it was like, kind of looked like MMA, just stuff like that. She had like MMA
Muay Thai.
On.
Was it Kenpo?
I don't know if it was Muay Thai or not.
Was it Kenpo?
I have no idea, but it was cool. It was like, do you remember Heavy Rain? Not the game, the combat. Push this, slide this way.
Yeah,
do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, stupid as hell.
There aren't any prompts.
Yeah, there aren't any prompts in Beyond Two Souls.
That's
it's all
good.
Like, you do everything with a right stick, I think you said, in the gameplay trailer. But she, like, whenever she gets attacked, she can, like, block with the right stick or anything, and every time she does it, it goes into a bullet time thing, so you can...
Slow-mo.
Yeah, so you have time to decide which to... Like, which to attack or which to block.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, I think I was interested. But I wanted to buy that game anyway, so... You know. All right, so let's move on to Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag.
Yeah, I
it looks like a more adventure-based Assassin's Creed.
I guess, but, like, I don't fucking care about the game anymore. To put it plainly, I just don't fucking care.
I care about the trailers right now. It looks cool.
Yeah, the trailers look cool. I like the
trailers looked cool. No, sorry for interrupting. Go on.
I like the idea. Sorry for interrupting. Go on. Yeah. I like the idea of the like anti-hero, like anti-assassin. It seems pretty cool. Like he just got trained by the assassins and was like, "Peace, I'm gonna do my own stuff." That sounds pretty.
I didn't
cool
read
to me.
That, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't. It's just kind of implied.
Yeah, he's a pirate.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Oh, well, I was just going to say, like, all trailers look good, and then...
Yeah.
Play.
Trailers really get you pumped up for games. What are we talking about?
Assassin's Creed trailers.
Yeah. What do you think, Chido? You're a pretty big Assassin's Creed fan.
All three of us are.
Yeah, except me.
Yeah,
well, I know
Mister, I'm gonna reserve three for the Wii U. Oh, never mind.
Fuck
never mind.
You're not going to do it.
Well, I mean, I know if I ask you everything, it's just going to be negative, so...
But it's not like, it's just fuck that game, I don't like it anymore.
That's exactly what you said.
I've given justification for it in the past.
No, I know, I meant now.
That's because I'm tired of giving justification for it.
I know. Shadow, go ahead.
This was the one where you're not even a relative of Desmond anyway, right?
I don't know
I thought the basis was you're an Astergo employee and you're like...
Yeah,
Who
was Connor related to Desmond?
Yeah, Desmond was.
So, and this guy is Desmond's dad's dad, right?
I guess he has to be related.
No, I think you're I think you're saying this is the guy that you are is Connor's dad's dad.
Yeah,
yes.
You said Desmond.
Oh, Connor's dad's dad.
Yeah,
but still, they would still be related.
I guess they have to be in some way.
Yeah, so it's still some way related.
Everyone
to
is fucking related.
I guess. Is that what's going on here?
Well, I guess.
I'm trying to get some... So, Desmond is somehow related to the new person who is the new subject for Abstergo. And the person that whose memories he is remembering.
Reliving.
Yeah, reanimating, whatever you want to call it, is the father of Connor's father from Assassin's Creed 3.
Yeah, but I don't know if the employee that's undergoing
the...
He'd have
to be.
I don't know if he's related to Desmond.
No, he'd have to be.
Oh.
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, because he needs his...
He would have to be.
Okay.
He'd have to have the same
genes
and DNA and shit.
Yeah. Well, that's... I don't know. I just think they're cutting off ties with Desmond. Because they're like...
We fucking... Spoiler alert. He maybe died at the end of 3.
I get... Yeah, I don't know. But... I just meant like they're done.
Well, you
I
watched
think they're
it
done
happen.
With,
you watched him beat it.
I just think they're done with Desmond. Like I think they're just finished with the story.
I am. I'm
they
bored as
him.
Shit with him.
Literally.
Yeah.
They killed him off.
Wrote him off.
I mean, I like Desmond's character.
He got so boring.
I mean, I liked him better in the first and second one.
The first and second in Brotherhood.
Yes.
Were really good. Everything after that, in my opinion, was just like, I just want to get through this fucking story.
Like,
I
Desmond, played, he got depressing in 3, if you ask me.
He got fucking depressing and angsty
in
and
three?
Just like, man, yeah. my
he
dad's here. My dad doesn't love me.
Yeah, like, as soon as his dad got there, Desmond was just all... I just didn't like playing it because everything was just so dark and depressing about him.
Yeah.
And my daddy doesn't love me.
Yeah,
man.
That's... Kinda.
And his dad, I think at one point in the game, his dad just cracked him in the jaw, and he was just like, the world's ending right now, you little bitch.
That looks...
Did that happen?
Yeah. Like,
I think it did happen.
Yeah, he punched him.
Wasn't it in the truck while they were in the very beginning?
No,
of 3?
They just got back from doing a mission, or Desmond just got back. And the thing is, I saw, like, because he apologizes for it, because, you know, in the game, you can approach him and, like, have small little conversations.
Yeah.
I approached him and was like, sorry for hitting you. And it happened. It hadn't happened to me yet. And I was like, what the fuck? Did I miss something in between the games? And then it happened. So I was just like, what the fuck?
That's kind of weird.
That's why I hate Assassin's Creed 3.
Okay.
No.
The
okay.
one instance.
Bullshit.
Yeah. But anyway, the new trailer looked pretty cool. His combat looks pretty brutal.
I mean, it always is brutal. He fucking, like, all the combat has been brutal, but I understand what you mean.
Yeah, like, I don't know, he just sorted a guy in the face and just, he kind of leaned into it and he just shot him.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That happened frequently in the last one. The last one, I will say, was super brutal and just fucking crazy.
Oh. Yeah. And I didn't play
it. But
it
just
got,
like, you can
4?
Only change a game so much and keep it the same and keep it entertaining. Specifically with that combat.
Maybe that's why they're going to a more open world style, though.
But that's like... You can... They're just avoiding a problem that's not going away.
What problem?
The combat and things like that and the free running, it's just getting boring.
Maybe a little bit.
Counter.
Yeah. Well, you could...
yeah. Just like standing there. And waiting for someone to attack you. I guess they sort of fixed it in Brotherhood. They did a real good job because you could do the kill string. You could string kills together and just hop from person to person.
Yeah, the first one was definitely the most counter-based combat.
Yeah, no, it was all counter.
That's why they had the second one in Brotherhood to fix it.
But you understand what I'm saying. You can only, like...
Couldn't you, like, attack them and then at a certain point, if you timed it right, you, like, finish them?
Yeah,
and it was just all
but that was like
based.
Once in a blue fucking moon. Each person, though, you had to have your like specific strategy, like the sentry dudes or whatever they were called.
The big ones with the
no, not the big ones. Hand. The dudes that had the sword and the pistol that just roamed around on their own.
In what?
In number 3.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Brotherhood.
No, you know you. It just it all got boring to me.
I guess. I mean, that's. How much are you going to do in a combat system like that?
But like, what's it called? Keeps it fresh and entertaining.
What?
Batman. Arkham.
They've only had 2 games. In Assassin's Creed's defense.
Yeah.
But still, they've made it more... It's it's just gotten so, I think, boring and repetitive.
No, I'm sure. Like, if I played six games of whatever, something like that.
Waiting for someone to attack you. Like, in Batman, you can initiate it, and then you can get cool combos stringing.
Yeah, I thought...
In this, everything has to happen on the game's clock.
Well, maybe Assassin's Creed 4 will be different. Maybe he'll have a different playstyle because he's more brutal. It seems.
I don't know. I think I am officially done with the Assassin's Creed series. Something amazing in the plot or in the gameplay is going to have to happen.
I don't blame you.
And they got rid of counters and you were like, yeah. Was it parried? No, that's countered. If you like just blew through their defense and like stabbed him in the neck or something like that.
He's a fucking master assassin, yet he has to wait to be attacked. All the technique and killing arts he was taught have to begin with him being assaulted.
It was also cool though, well not cool, but one of the combat things was you could dodge their attack and then easily get in on them for an attack. So
yeah,
if they focused more on the dodging system and then going in for an attack instead of waiting for a counter.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
But they just had those enemies like the lumberjack dudes in 3 that you couldn't counter right away. And that just fucked up the fluentness of the, like, you were in a big string of little guys or just grunts. You know what I'm talking about, the dudes with the hatchets that would, like, go do an overhead swing and just bat your shit around.
Don't you, like, kick their shin and then you can counter or something?
You have to dodge first and then go in.
Or you can just shoot them in the face and then problem solved.
Pretty easy solution.
I'm not saying they're bad games. They're probably fun for the people who are still playing. And they're not shitty. They're good games, and whatever good praise they get, they deserve. It's just boring to me at this point.
Yeah. Again, I don't blame you for, like, the 7th game.
Yeah, we got it, Paul. You don't blame me.
Okay.
Any input for you, Paul?
You know, no.
Fucking any of the games. How could you have input?
I've played some of 2.
In some of 2, but that's some of 2.
Yeah.
Didn't I give you my Assassin's Creed 1 to play?
Yeah, but I give it back. Don't worry.
Did you?
I did. It's not in my, drawer.
He sold it.
Sold it for $5, yeah. I'll give you $5.
I have a story to tell you when we start talking about Bioshock Infinite.
Okay. What do you let's do that now, I guess.
Is it next on the list?
No.
Fuck it. Okay, so I'll start it off. I bought Bioshock Infinite today.
Yeah.
And so we could all get a good opinion and feel of it. I guess I would have the best feel because I was actually playing, but you guys were watching.
Yeah.
I played, like, what would you say, the first maybe 30 minutes?
No, I'd say, like,
I'd say hour.
Yeah. Hour? Okay. First hour. But whenever I first purchased it, I was selling 2 games. One was Assassin's Creed 3, and the other was Dead Space 3. And I thought I'd share that with the pod. It's got zero fucking replayability.
Dead Space 3?
Yeah.
Wasn't Max playing it?
No.
Not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. Oh, well.
I think he got bored with it. I hope he got bored with it.
So you sold Assassin's Creed 3, Dead Space 3, for Bioshock 3.
Well, I mean, Bioshock 3 looks good so far. I'm probably going to sell Bioshock 3 for...
It was just all 3 cents.
For Battlefield 4.
But, and as I was walking in, because I have your 3DS to play
Monster Hunter
3 Ultimate.
Yeah.
And I just thought to myself, I have the charger, I have the game, I could probably sell this right now.
I would have murdered you in cold blood.
And I was thinking, just what are the depths of my bastardness?
Hopefully not that.
Yeah.
Because...
Anyway, but on to the actual game.
Yeah.
It's really good so far.
Yeah, yeah. It looks fun.
Lots of blood and guts.
Yeah, good God. I didn't know it was that gory. Like,
the other games, Trent, you played...
our appointed expert of Bioshock 1.
You blew through the first one.
Yeah, pretty much.
Was it, like, gory and fucked up and creepy?
It was creepy as hell.
I know it was fucked up and creepy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say this one is gory... It's just detailed.
I mean, maybe. Tearing people's eyes out of their sockets isn't gory at all.
But, like, it's not making you see. It's only if you stop and look. Like, whenever you think of a gory game, you think of, like, Gears, where it makes you take a long time and you, like,
as you chainsaw them in half.
Slowly chainsaw someone and blood is flying everywhere. This is a really quick sequence of you. It's the melee kills for everyone who doesn't know. You get up close with this spinning blade kind of thing that, like, you either decapitate people or scoop their eyes out, basically.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
But, or
snap their neck so it's hanging at a weird angle.
Yeah, or plant it in their chest and watch them fly. Or...
their but neck like, stays like that?
Yeah, it's creepy.
Oh, that's they just kind of flop there for a second.
The first female enemy that I found in the game, I snapped her fucking neck.
Jesus.
I know.
We were just pretty... like, was that a female?
Yeah.
And then just snap.
Yeah.
Are there any parts in the game yet where, I know in the first one, I walked into this ice place and there was just some mad doctor hacking at a body and it was like, I'll make you beautiful. I can fix you.
Was this a scripted scene? Or just...
I think so.
Well, there was the crow scene.
Yeah, where the guy was getting tortured. He was chained up to a wall. I don't know if we left out that detail. He was chained.
He was chained to like some wood and just held up, and these crows fucking just ripped him to skin and bone.
It was gross.
That's kind of creepy. Yeah.
And all you could do was watch.
And then he opened the door.
Just close your eyes.
After that.
But the game, I thought it wasn't going to be as, like, frightening.
And I know you knew action. That. Or I know you thought that.
Oh, my God. Last few things we were playing. So, in the game, there's this creature that watches over this girl that you're trying to protect also. But he does it in a bit more of an aggressive way.
The bird?
The bird. That's what we're talking about, the bird.
Yeah, I think that's the new...
I don't think that's the Big Daddy. I don't think there's more than one.
You think there's more Big Daddies?
No, there were a lot of Big Daddies.
No, I know. I'm saying you think they're in this one, too?
No, I'm saying that I'm saying that this would be like a super Big Daddy, and there's only one.
Okay. I remember in the very first trailer ever I saw Big Daddy.
Well, yeah, a Big Daddy was like manhandling the main character and like drilling his chesticle.
No.
Wait, was that the...
That was the very first game.
That was pretty gruesome.
For the first game. I'm talking about Bioshock Infinite.
I'm just saying.
Oh, you actually... What did the Big Daddy look like?
I don't... Like, I can't remember. But it was creepy. Because it was, like, way back. Like, when they first had her character down, and it was the teaser. And he was, like, falling, and she went for him, and she missed, and then a Big Daddy
came in. Oh, that was that... No, that was that... Remember that thing that we saw where they was playing the handyman? And it has the thing on its chest.
No, it was a Big Daddy, for sure.
I'm telling you that was a handyman, because the hands were so fucking big. We'll go over and watch it again, I'm telling you.
I'm okay.
But yeah, the game, anyone throw in so it's just not me blathering on.
The weapons. How did you shoot in the first one? Could you find ammo?
I have no idea. I know you found ammo. I don't know if you could buy it or not. I know things were scarce.
Were you like...
what?
I don't know.
You sound shaken up.
Yeah, I just repressed the whole game.
It sounds like it.
Just like Dead Space.
I remember more Dead Space than Bioshock. Well, this was when it like first came out, maybe a year after, so that's like 6 years.
Six-ish. Yeah, that sounds right.
I was surprised whenever I heard Bioshock 2 like was going to be a thing.
I wasn't excited for it.
No, I wasn't saying... I'm not saying excited. I was just like... I didn't know the game was that popular. And now it's on to title number 3.
Like, I know the... Whenever the first Bioshock trailer came out. And Bioshock 1. You too all saw it.
He's getting thrashed around.
He's fighting trying a to big
protect,
daddy.
Yeah, and he's trying to protect himself from the drill. And it's just... Oh my God.
Goes into his fucking hand.
Yeah.
And then he beats the big daddy. And then he's like, yeah, he beats the big daddy, and it's like off the balcony. He's like, yeah, I won. And then another one comes through his chest.
Oh my God.
I know. That was cool.
6 years ago, that was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I know. That was cool. I remember that.
But the first hour that I played, it's really good, and I'm enjoying it a lot. Some of the things are very different. The controls, for me at least.
Yeah, like
this is my first Bioshock game.
Yeah, like you click right stick to find aim. And what else?
Switch weapons with the bumpers?
You switch weapons and your powers.
That's kind of standard. Powers, switching, in Prototype.
I'm saying bumper, or D-pad is what you use.
Not in Prototype. I'm just saying in Prototype you use the weapon wheel.
I mean,
if you ever ask me to change weapons, I usually hit Y. That's usually the main button to switch weapons.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless we're talking about Gears powers, though. Like, some type of secondary thing.
the environment is really cool.
Oh my god, it looks so... The graphics, everything looks so good. And the textures look amazing.
Yeah, everything looks really good, but just the environment is what I like. Like, where am I going with this?
I don't know. About the environment, I would say I like how you can go from a dark room out into the sky and it gets bright, so it's not constantly dark and it's not constantly like getting down on you. You can go into light somewhere and be like, okay, I'm not drowning underwater.
Wow.
Bringing bad memories back to Trent.
Fucking scared when that thing was attacking me.
I know where I was going with the environment thing, by the way. Like, just the small things. Like, if you look at a poster, it has something to do with whatever you're around, or, like, just the environment has to do with
it. Looks well thought out. It looks like they put a lot of time into it, and it wasn't just, like, every environment is just, like, copy and pasted with a little bit different.
Are you talking about, like, propaganda?
The stuff like that, just everything. Just, like, food stores, stuff like that, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm talking about. That's where I'm going. What else?
They're doing a really good job, and not whenever this big monster is attacking you, of subtly just scaring the shit out of me.
Yeah, I can tell.
Like, with all the propaganda shit and the, like, what do they call them?
What is
their name for the main character?
False Shepherd.
The False Shepherd. Like, with all that propaganda, there was this weird-ass picture of a Grim Reaper leading a sheep.
Yeah, because she's the lamb.
Yeah, and it was just like, that stuff fucks with me.
Yeah, I could tell. But it's just really cool, I think.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a good game. I'm looking forward to playing it. Yeah. I hope it takes a long time to beat. That's
good. If I were you, I wouldn't give it a score.
No, not at all. We could do a...
review cast.
Review cast or a Tumblr review.
Yeah, we could. That could be a thing.
Are there any points in it where... I know in the first one...
There are some sharp points.
There were, the little daughter, or little sisters.
We haven't really had any moral decision, that's what you're going for.
There aren't any where you can either, like...
Harvest or save.
Make them a little worm thing.
No.
Or you save them.
Uh-uh.
It's called harvesting, I think.
Yeah, you can either harvest them or save them.
Something.
That was so cool.
Yeah. There's none of that yet.
What did you do, Trent? Are you a little girl murderer?
I harvested two just to see what it was.
Okay.
And then I looked at the achievement list and was like, oh, god damn it.
Did you need three?
You need it all.
You needed all of them to save all of them to get them.
Oh.
But you upgraded with the stuff that you got from them, the Adam stuff. So
that makes sense.
Do you upgrade like that in this one?
You can purchase upgrades in this one.
Okay.
But it's like a buttload of money. I'm going to have to kill a lot of bad guys.
Yeah.
But you can, like, just kill people and get it?
Yeah. Yeah, you get money. To... Yeah.
We loot system. You loot the bodies and you get the money.
I think they've always had a loot system, right? Where you could, like, they had three items.
That's what it always looked like, I think. If I remember correctly.
Yeah, no, I've seen some footage from the second one.
Are there machines that you go to and you use Atom, or do you use cash?
I use money. So far I've been using money just to... The first thing I upgraded was the first power I got.
Yeah.
And that was with money. That's the only currency that I've acquired so far.
Well, in the first one, I'm pretty sure that to upgrade your powers and anything, like, essential, you needed Atom and there was a limited supply.
Yeah.
So. I think because they're giving this character the main character, a set personality... that he has and that he's going to evolve, you're not going to be making any big moral decisions. I think you're being told a story about a guy who's kind of shitty at the beginning, but he's probably going to become attached to this girl that you're with, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
So that's more of like a moral decision. Like, what would you do? This is what he would do.
Oh, he would harvest them.
Oh, yeah. He's a terrible guy. He would break their necks.
With his, like, twisty thing.
Yeah.
No, you gotta see it. We'll show you more, because it's brutal. Alright, so let's move on to Battlefield 4.
Yeah, footage.
Did you see the 17-minute footage, Trent?
No. I just saw the screenshots.
It's worth seeing.
Is it?
It looks fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's it's cool. Did you see it?
I saw that last minute or so.
You walked in when we were watching it.
It seems like the campaign is going to be super, like, cinematic and...
It seems like it's going to be good, opposed to...
I don't know if the third one was bad. It was bland and boring.
Just added nothing special.
It was just, like, bring me into the next part so I can stay where I am and just shoot the bad guys.
I didn't play it.
It sounds like a
Call of Duty.
It was better than Call of Duty.
Really?
Anything's better than a Call of Duty
campaign.
Call of Duty,
especially Black Ops 2. If you're epileptic, don't ever play that game.
Wasn't it like time travel bullshit?
What?
Was there time travel? Or like, no. Was there more than one person?
I think you're thinking of zombies when you're talking time travel.
Yeah, you're not.
Weren't you like the same person though?
In the first Black Ops, you had flashback missions.
Yeah, flashback missions. Black Ops 2.
Okay, that's maybe what I'm thinking of. I don't know.
Yeah,
are you the guy from Black Ops?
Mason?
Yeah.
You're his son.
Yeah, yes. You are, yeah.
Okay, so, I don't know. I watched, like, the ending video, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? I watched it just to see what would happen. I had no, like, expectations.
Yeah.
To be like, oh, this is obviously what's happening.
The ending video with Event Sevenfold, or the...
No, God, no. The fucking ending cinematic.
Yeah, but,
Battlefield 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the main
topic. Doing a lot of babbling this episode.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. It looks really good. Like, at first, I saw it, and I was like, this looks like Battlefield 3.
Yeah, that was my initial, because you and me played and are playing.
Yeah, Battlefield 3.
Yeah, we played that a lot, and we're still going to play a lot of it.
Yeah, but, I thought it looked the same, and then I went back and I watched the first trailer for Battlefield 3, and I was like, okay, it's pretty different. Like, it's more detailed.
It just seems textures and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's not
word a lot. Textures.
Yeah, it looks better though. I think the faces definitely look better. Like when you're talking to your teammates and they're like,
the faces look more memorable because I can't remember a single fucking face from the campaign from Battlefield 3, and already some of the characters' faces have left an imprint in my head.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Like, it's called the 17-minute trailer, and it goes through all 17 minutes, but it starts you out on the 17th minute, so you're like, oh my god, how did they get in this situation?
What is happening?
Yeah, but it goes through, and then you find out how they got there. It's pretty cool.
I think my favorite scene, and watch it so you understand what I'm saying, and then come back. That was for the viewers.
Yeah.
There's a scene where there's rubble on a guy's leg, like a big piece of block of cement just covering his leg, and I was like, how is he gonna get out of this? Then he said the phrase, cut it off.
He was like,
you're just standing there looking at him.
No, that was whenever he was in the car.
He did it again.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He was like, a wounded wolf cuts off his leg to
can shoot or choose its own leg. Something like that, where a wolf harms itself to get free of danger. And then he was just like, they're not gonna do that. They're not gonna do that.
Then he was like, you, come here.
Then he said the phrase, the bone's already dust. Just cut through.
The only thing keeping it there is uniform and skin, and then he
doesn't go. He gets it under the leg, like under, and then drags
it doesn't show
up.
It like he looks away and he like pulls the knife up, and then they pull him
away.
He's
got a stub.
Yeah, it's bleeding like crazy.
I would not give my fucking leg for this country in the military.
Then you die.
I would never be in the military to begin with. Especially after that bullshit.
Yeah,
I'm not going to get my leg crushed in rubble.
But it's pretty cool. The whole time, they go through a lot of places. They go from like a
It's crazy. They go through a lot of... Where are they?
I have no idea.
No idea.
I don't know, but they move around a lot, which is cool. They take vehicle from place to place, and then it happens there.
Yeah.
I was going to say that last vehicle they took could not have survived that
helicopter. No, no. There was a scene where he took a shot from a helicopter.
Did he?
Yeah, we were talking about it. That was whenever he started dangling out.
Well, see, I think whenever it does that, like whenever he gets hurt, I think it might just be like bullets whizzing by him, because that would still mess you up.
It would mess you up, but that looked like there was blood. And I don't know much about the military or helicopters. But military helicopter bullets are probably a lot bigger than gun bullets.
Yeah.
And if you get hit by one, there's probably going to be chunks.
Yeah.
Just missed.
Yeah, I know. Whizzed by. Took off an ear.
Whatever.
That was the blood.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything bad. It just...
No, I know. I got you.
They always have to be, like, lenient in games about that, because, like, sometimes a bullet to the chest can kill you.
Yeah.
Too realistic wouldn't be fun.
Yeah, I agree.
That was some people's problem with Battlefield 3.
What?
It was too realistic.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know. I know what they mean. That's why I didn't buy it initially, because I was like, this is really different from Bad Company 2. It was just shaky. Sale at Walmart. So, there you go. So, moving on. Unless anyone has anything to add. No? All right.
Excited
GTA.
For it.
What?
Excited for it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, me too. I'll buy it. It looks good.
GTA 5, yeah.
Anyway, no, that and I was talking about, 4. Yeah, but now GTA 5 screenshots that they just released today.
I'm really excited for this one.
Yeah, it looks really good. This story looks good. I mean, the story was good for the last one, but I think the story...
Nico Bellic had such a good story. That was one of my favorite. In my book, for stories, it goes Red Dead Redemption, number one, hands down.
Really?
Oh my god, yeah.
Also Rockstar.
Did anyone else play that?
No.
Yeah.
Didn't he have a great story?
I just remember riding horses, finally getting a black horse, and it getting mauled by a fucking cougar.
Jesus.
Your experiences sound so good.
What happens to you when you play video games? I feel like...
Clearly, not a lot.
That's why he plays multiplayer so much. Anytime he plays a fucking story game,
not a
bad
lot of brain
shit
activity.
Happens to him.
And I remember that you just play as their son after... I forget what happens to the main character.
Spoiler alert for the fucking, I don't know, few people who haven't played. The climax of the game, John Marston has finally got his family back after this long, ridiculous bullshit. And, like, the big old bad government comes to get him because they're not done with him. A shootout in the bomb.
Yeah, okay.
It's great because... Like, you can do the Deadeye where you slow-mo, you can mark targets and shoot them. In this, you storm out of the double barn doors, and you mark people, and you get a few shots on, but they fucking just fill him with bullets, and it's just a gruesome death.
Well, that sucks.
I mean, it was like one of those things where it had to happen. It was the kind of guy that, like, they built it up so that that was the only way that could have ended.
How did your duels usually end?
I don't think I did them right.
From, like, dick to head?
Yeah.
Because that's how mine always, you know.
Just a line.
Up the middle.
Tic-tac-toe.
I just remembered that.
There was a right way to do them.
I never did it right.
Yeah, no. And then
I was so excited when I shot someone's pistol out of their hand. I was like, I know how to do it. Try to do it again.
Never fucking happened.
Up the fucking...
Are you talking about during duels? Because it's pretty easy to do just in regular gunfights.
Oh, well,
just
I don't
target
even know.
Their hand.
So skydiving in GTA 5.
Well, I mean, we're talking about the same. We're talking about it's Rockstar.
It's the same game.
Same ballpark. Just different generations.
Stealing cars, not horses.
Yeah.
Yeah. The screenshots look cool. It reveals a lot of the environment, I think.
We
which
played
is cool.
The shit out of GTA 4.
Yeah, we did.
We played that so much. I beat the fucking campaign. You still haven't yet.
No. I got far, but
you're
I didn't
probably,
beat it.
Are you probably ever gonna?
Probably not, no.
Do we know
I don't know.
Do we know where 5 takes place? Is it still in Liberty City?
I want
to
say
it's back to one of the old
revisiting
cities.
San Andreas.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah,
I'm not
positive. I'd say that's a safe thing to
bet,
because that sounds right.
Yeah. But there's a lot of the environment it shows in the screenshot. Like, one was a really open, kind of barren place.
Yeah, that's maybe where like one of the characters lives, right?
No, I don't know, but it was just like kind of an open field, and I was like, that'd be pretty fun to drive through. Like, it's just, whenever I see these things, I'm like, that'd be pretty fun to do, like skydiving and everything.
So, a serene field full of flowers. I just want to go drive through it.
Bodies.
It was just barren, so.
I want to play GTA so I can drive through a fucking nice-looking environment.
I can't wait to just, like, hold out again on multiplayer.
It's going
to
be...
We gotta find that swing set. There's gonna be one.
There's gotta
be a
swing set.
I bet there's
gonna
be a swing set with a rocket on it.
Just blast the bottom of your car.
They're just gonna fucking. Or just like a Sonic the Hedgehog spring.
Yeah.
To launch you into orbit. Just,
just a bench you sit in just launches you across the.
Yeah. Just the whole park is just flinging materials. But overall, the screenshots look
really
cool.
Screenshots look good. The whole game, like, I. They have yet to put out a game since Assassin's Creed. What?
What are you talking about?
Rockstar has yet to put out a game since GTA 4.
Red Dead Redemption and Max Payne.
I'm not done yet.
Oh, okay.
That disappoints.
Oh, okay.
Ass face.
Well, I mean, you stopped and looked at me.
Because you were already rearing to say something. So, as I was saying, I will say the full sentence. Rockstar has yet to put out a game that disappoints since Grand Theft Auto 4.
Yeah, I agree.
They know what they're doing.
All the DLC even for GTA 4 was
good. Oh, yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it was just good stuff.
Good stuff.
Done with GTA?
Yeah.
Okay. So, moving on to the DLC spot. We can talk about the Halo 4 Forge Island map, which is free. Whoa. I know you're excited.
I have one now. What? I'm kind of excited.
Yeah, that should have been a release thing, though.
Yeah, well, at least it's free, so that's good.
Hopefully they redo some of the menus as well, just because it's really hard to make like a normal zombie or infection map.
I mean, if you start with infection.
I think they fucked it up.
I couldn't figure out how to like make your zombie, your alpha zombie, retain his traits.
Yeah, because he could sprint, or maybe I forget. No.
I think in Halo Reach, they fucked it up. It was super Halo simple. Reach?
Halo Reach, it was simple, I think.
I think it was even more simple in Halo 3. Because just think, how many custom games did we play in Halo 3 as compared to Halo Reach?
Probably a lot.
Yeah, it was before he got live, so.
But most of those were driving ones, right?
No, not even.
Oh, yeah, Halo 2 was fire.
We didn't do Halo 2.
No, the custom map, Halo 2.
Oh, yeah. No, I'd say we did a lot. Like, we did fucking...
Predator?
Yeah, Predator was fucking
Waltz.
Awesome.
We did.
Waltz. So much.
Got played the fuck out of it.
And then we had Constructify. Yeah. And then there was the box one, which was my favorite.
Predator.
No, the box one where people were in boxes.
Oh, yeah. I had boxes and... You were just... It was nerve-wracking because all you could see was above you, and the only open thing was above you. And there were pallets, and there was a zombie, and he could choose which person to infect just for fun. And you could try to survive as long as you could. And the zombies had really low health, so if you could shoot them, then you could live.
So you just stood there in a box and shot them.
But it wasn't like camping, because you could win.
Yeah.
It wasn't like... you had radar, but the zombie would usually crouch, so... All you would hear was the slash of pallets from far away, just freaking out.
Fred, no.
Exactly.
He was my friend.
All I remember from Predator was being the Predator, the alpha zombie, getting close to the group of survivors, hearing their talking, and then they could hear you.
Oh my god, oh my god.
So you could talk like you were one of them.
Yeah, you could be like, so where's the Predator guys?
I think I was one of the first to do that just to fuck with you, Paul.
I don't remember who it was. But anyway, the Halo Forge Island map.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of babbling this episode.
Yeah. The Halo 4 map pack, or not map pack, Halo 4 Island, Forge Island map. It's free, but yeah, it looks cool, because there's three islands. There's one big round island.
Is it all in the same map, though?
Yeah.
So it's like Forge World.
Yeah, pretty much. Except when I say island, I mean literally just a circle, and then a smaller circle, and then a smallest circle.
Would you say it's bigger than Forge World?
No, not at all. But it's still pretty big. Yeah.
Maybe you can do racing ones now.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do. Because it looks pretty cool. Just like it's round, it's flat, so you can do whatever you want on it. It's just a blank palette for you to mess around on.
I'm going to say, in Halo 4's defense, we're not all that creative. There are other people that are doing wonders with Forge.
Yeah, well, whatever. They're crazy.
Like, I wanted to make one.
Oh, okay.
I mean, like, when people make crazy good maps, it's like, I wonder how much time you spent.
Halo 3, they did Forge art, where they would make, like, Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
And just
shit was crazy.
Ridiculous shit. They would, like, use weapons to paint stuff. Like, I remember they did one of the Metallica album covers that was just, like, a coffin.
I don't remember that.
And it was insane.
All I know is getting things to levitate in Halo 3 Forge. Biggest pain in the ass.
Yeah. But so that's when Reach made that simple. It was good.
I never forged. Yeah. You guys were always the forgers.
Yeah.
When this Forge map comes out, I'm going to make another racing map. Give it a go.
Yeah.
We did a good job in recreating Sacrifice, but nothing will ever be as fun as Sacrifice in Halo 3.
For anyone who's just confused about that battling, it comes out April 11th.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, good.
It came out in April.
Trent knows.
It's pretty soon.
Only what I've. 2 weeks?
Yeah, about
cackling
three, two
your
and a
half. Off.
So, that'll be fun. I'll make some stuff.
Make some stuff.
Moving on.
This is our last thing.
Nope. End of Mass Effect 3 multiplayer. You want to talk about that? Forever, yeah.
Oh, no. No more free stuff for multiplayer. No.
Yeah, I know.
Was multiplayer fun?
I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Was it like...
It'd be more fun if people, you know, played with me, but, you know...
No.
That's not going to happen.
Well, I mean... You know.
Maybe I'll wait for the price to go down.
Yeah.
And buy Blur again.
Already went.
Start playing that.
We still have Blur.
I think I sold it again.
You probably did.
I was there. But anyway, yeah, the free multiplayer Mass Effect DLC is kaput. It's done.
No more.
Yep. But they had a pretty good farewell message, so it was alright.
Yeah.
But I mean, how do you feel about it ending?
I don't know. I mean, I kind of stopped playing multiplayer after the most recent free one with all the crazy classes.
Is there going to be a big hole in your heart now?
There was already one.
They're still going to maintain.
Already then. Really depressing trend.
I'm barren on the inside, Jackson. There's nothing. They're maintaining challenges, I think, where there's a thing.
Yeah, you could...
Yeah. They're like gonna monitor it and stuff, so it's still gonna be alive, but they're just not gonna bring any more DLC to it.
It makes sense because the most recent characters were just overpowered,
yeah,
to say the least. Yeah,
yeah. Finally, I'll just walk through. What's it called?
Geth Juggernaut.
Geth Juggernaut.
Oh, that's the one I played as.
Did you use his strong melee?
Yeah.
I found out that he has a heavy melee, and he just holds them up and drains them of their life force.
That's all I did when I played. You were like, use the heavy melee. I was like, okay. I used it, and I couldn't die. I just stood there. Couldn't run, but I just stood there, drained their shields, watched them cry, and then punched them in the face.
That's why I couldn't play, because I would fucking rage quit just like a four-year-old.
Yeah. I finally got the Krogan guy with the hammers. He's pretty cool. I mean, I don't know how to use him, just because he can't biotic charge, which is how I close the distance.
Yeah, I can tell.
But what you do is you activate a power, and then you use your heavy melee, and he just swings down his hammer. His hammer is his melee.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
His gravity hammers.
Yeah, pretty much.
Dual grav hammers.
Yep. Anything else, Dad? Or just...
That's it.
Yeah,
it's
nothing
done.
Big. It's just over.
Kaput.
Yep. Part of Trent died on the inside.
Yeah.
Never coming back.
I think if we can take away anything from this, that died a long time ago. BioShock, Dead Space.
He's already forgotten.
What are we talking about? So moving on to the Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate. So they're just, I think every week they're doing two free, all the DLC is free so far for Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate. They're doing...
There are three DLC. There's three right now.
Two sets of two missions each, I think.
I'm pretty sure there was only one mission in the first set.
Well, then, last Tuesday there was that one, and then this Tuesday there's the Dark Demon Sword and the The Flooded Forest Free-for-All, which is, I think, just a bunch of monsters running around.
It sounds like a strip club.
It kind of...
Never mind, that's a fucked up joke.
Anyway, yeah, so I think every Tuesday they're bringing free DLC so far. So that'll be cool in the future, but I didn't read anything about them because I didn't want to spoil it. But I just know that for the Dark Demon Sword, you need... There's no HR requirement, which is Hunter Rank, but for Flooded Forest Free-for-All, you need Hunter Rank 3 to do it.
Oh, man.
Is that easy to get?
I'm Hunter Rank 2 right now, so I don't know.
And how long did it take you to get Hunter Rank 2?
Online or Hunter Rank 2, but offline...
Yeah.
Is it offline or online?
I want to say...
Online, I think.
Yeah, I think they're only available in the...
They wouldn't give you DLC for, like, your solo.
It's not online. There's just the solo Tavern and solo Marina. You can also have your rank there.
It's too complicated to fucking...
Yeah, I don't know.
If you play the game, you'll understand.
Which is why I was asking, because I don't play the game.
Yeah.
I don't have a Wii U or a 3DS.
The Demon Soul Sword one, the enemies look fucking hard.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't look at them.
You could do that.
Maybe.
Okay.
I'll just download the quest.
All right.
But yeah, it seems, seems pretty cool. Anyone have anything to add on?
No, it just seems pretty cool.
Yeah, that's just...
New DLC every...
Yeah.
Free DLC.
That's the best kind.
Yes.
Definitely. Gonna turn into Mass Effect.
And it's it's not even a watered-down experience like I'd usually say, because they did the game already on Wii, and now they're just... In the game, in Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate, Anyway, there's additional quests, and now there's free additional quests.
They're giving you quests out the butthole.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
The butthole.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube. If you'd like to check out our most recent podcast, you can check out your screen now. If you'd like to ask us a viewer question, you can go to finalstagepodcast.tumblr.com and click the Ask button.